Praise the Lord.
Love
you are
radio.
On the line. Amen. Sitting in this morning is none other than Ambassador Patricia Stern, and I want to greet you with a heartly and a warm good morning, good morning, good morning to all of you out there on this morning, and you are on the First Fruit Prayer and Praise line, and this is our family, the First Fruit Prayer and Praise family. Amen. I'm so honored to have the opportunity to sit in, amen, today for our Chief Ambassador and our Bishop-elect, Dr. Bernard Johnson. Amen. Along his lovely companion, Ambassador and First Lady of Amazing Grace, Lady Betty Johnson. And I certainly want to give a good shout out and a good morning to our Mother of the Nation, Mother Adley Johnson. Amen. We thank God for all of you on this morning, to all of our ambassadors. Amen. And to the men and women of God that are in the presbytery, amen, that are women and men of God in their own rights, in their own churches, their own ministry. We certainly thank God for you being on the line this morning. Amen. To all of God's people everywhere, it's just a blessing all by itself to wake up this morning, clothing our right mind, and starting out a fresh week, amen, on the First Fruit Prayer line. And we thank God for all of you out there this morning. We want to start out and stay in protocol to where our Chief Ambassador has taught us. Let all of us begin by saying, good morning, Lord. Let's speak to the Lord this morning. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Amen. Come on, let's
good
do
morning,
a little
Lord.
Bit stronger than that.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
What a blessing it is to speak to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm sure he's pleased, amen, with our spirit, pleased with our attitude, pleased with us waking up this morning with him on our mind. Amen. I pray that you all would, amen, pray with me this morning as we do the work of the Lord, his kingdom work. Amen. And all of us are, amen, about our Father's business. So we want to just thank God again and again. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's just only right to say good morning, Lord. And we certainly, amen, want to say good morning to our Chief Ambassador. Even if he don't hear it, we'll allow this to be written, amen, in heaven, recorded in heaven, that we did not forget about our Chief Ambassador. And we will have prayer for him later on in our morning service. Amen. Let's just say good morning, Ambassador Johnson.
Good morning, Ambassador Johnson.
Thank God. Thank God. Everyone needs rest. Even Jesus had to go to the Garden of Gethsemane and just get a little rest. And we know that our Chief Ambassador wears so many hats and have so many things that God has entrusted in him. But thank God he's using wisdom to let the body rest. Even I told him, don't be on the line. If you're going to rest, just rest. Amen. And I'm sure all of us agree with that, because every last one of us in our own rights, at times we just gonna close the door and not even talk on the phone and just rest. And of course the man of God, he needs that rest, and we are well capable, as the Lord gives us the strength, the unction, and the spirit to go on with the work of the Lord. Amen. Amen. We want to recognize, amen, our station and network. Amen. It's such a blessing and an honor for me to have this privilege, amen, to give Ambassador Julie Hagan, who is a great, great woman of God. I don't know, nobody can do this like her. It is her calling, that is the plan for her life, and we thank God that she stepped into some high shoes and can wear it, amen, and can wear it well. And I certainly want to say good morning to you, amen, Ambassador Julie Hagan, along with your husband, and amen, your pastor, James Hagan. God bless you all is our prayer, and we want to pause for a few moments to get our station break, and we're coming right back. Ambassador Hagan, are you there? It's in your hand.
God bless you. God bless you. Good morning, and thank you so much, Ambassador Stern. We do take a moment, and we send shouts out to our Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Johnson. We thank God for him and the great work that he's doing. We do honor, amen, him this morning. We honor, amen, First Lady International of this, our broadcast, that is Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson. Thank God for her. And we thank God, amen, for Mother to the Nations. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Ambassador on the right, Mother Adley Johnson. Oh, I tell you, we thank God for these great people. We do thank God, amen, for all of our ambassadors, Ambassador Patricia Stern, Ambassador Pfeiffer, Ambassador-elect Gina Hodges. We certainly thank God for her. Amen. Hallelujah. Because it's because of her that we are connected with such outstanding people, and we give God praise. We do honor today, amen, all of the bishops. Amen. Again, Ambassador Bishop Hagan, we thank God for Bishop Bolton. We thank God for all the other bishops and for all of the other broadcasters. We have quite a few broadcasters that are attached to the stream and that's carrying this message further. We give God praise for them. Oh, we just thank God for everybody that's listening from all around the world. All right, amen. Got to request you. This is Ambassador Hagan. We are here live, and we're excited. Blog Talk Radio. Yes, NPA. We can be reached 347-934-0207. And we are the world's largest radio talk radio in the world, as well as podcasting. And you can reach us on Facebook, iTunes, Twitter, you name it. However you access the internet, the World Wide Web. Amen. You'll be able to hear us. And we give God the praise. Over 90 million listeners are listening now. Areas such as Africa, Russia, Spain, Germany, Italy, oh, my God, you name it. And we give God the praise. We do thank God, amen, for our Chief International Ambassador doing an excellent job in getting this message around the world. And may God forever bless him. Keep him in your prayers as he gets the much-needed rest. Amen, and may God forever bless you. And Ambassador Stern, back to you.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. We thank God for you, Ambassador Hagan. She certainly gave us a full, amen, detail, amen, itinerary to what is going on the First Fruit Prayer Line, the blog line, the youth prayer line, and whatever you tune into that has the indicia of Ambassador Bernard Johnson. And I just certainly want to say that we have such an awesome time. The blog line, we're giving God 1,000-plus praises. I'm certainly enjoying, amen, the youth prayer line every Tuesday and Thursday. Amen. Praise the Lord with Ambassador Eleanor Pfeiffer and Ambassador-elect, amen, Deaconess Gina Hodges, and all the saints of God that are on the line. We're just having such a good time enjoying one another in the spirit, sharing one another's thoughts, the wisdom that God has given the people of God on this prayer line. It is such a joy and an honor and a pleasure. And before we go any further, I certainly want to impart a prayer to start our morning out as our Chief Ambassador so often do. Protocol, amen, and want to follow, amen, the itinerary, amen, and the Spirit of the Lord is still here, amen. I want to always do an excellent job. It's something walking in the shoes, and amen, and in the anointing, and sharing the same platform, amen, with an ambassador, our Chief Ambassador, Bernard Johnson. And again, I want to thank him and our Holy Spirit for allowing me to do this. It certainly is a passion of mine, and just to let you know, I was a radio broadcaster for 16-plus years, and that still is in me, but yet and still, I'm blessing, amen, and encouraging our Chief Ambassador, and it is his platform, and I respect it with the highest of respect. God bless you all. Let's just have a word of prayer, and then we're going to move in into our morning. Thank you, Jesus, to get our blood circulating and the spirit moving on the First Fruit Prayer Line. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you and honor you this morning. Oh, oh God, to start out a new morning, a fresh day in you. Lamentations say your mercies are new every morning, and new mercies we see. And we want to recognize that it was nobody but the goodness of the Lord that woke us up this morning. And we thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we just impart a blessing, oh God, over your servant, oh God, Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Vernon Johnson, oh God, as he rests before you, Lord God, giving sweet rest, sweet peace in the name of Jesus. We pray for no distractions, oh God, let the people of God recognize, oh God, that his body needs rest, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We come right now, God, and we thank you for him, oh God, and we want to preserve him because his work is laid before him, and we need our Chief Ambassador, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And oh God, bless the woman of God, oh God, bless Ambassador, amen, God, Lady Betty this morning, in the name of Jesus, for they too wear so many hats, oh God, and so much is laid in their hands, but oh God, we want to preserve her as well, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray right now, oh God, for Mother Adley Johnson, oh God, she's not just only the mother of the nation, but she is our Chief Ambassador, oh God, biological mother, and we thank you and we honor her, oh God, and oh God, she's a pioneer, and oh God, we give her the highest respect, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you this morning for everyone that is on the prayer line this morning, and we bind up the enemy and the adversary. Let them receive what thus saith the Lord, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let them receive, oh God, the spirit that is for this line on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, as we come before your presence, we pray that you empty us, oh God, because we're coming before a full fountain, and oh God, and we need to be empty so we can drink of that water, oh God, in the name of Jesus this morning. Touch your people everywhere, for we're connected all over the world, oh God, we're connected all over the universe, Lord. Oh God, bless those that are on the foreign lands, Lord God, and we just salute them this morning in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we pray, oh God, that they will get something, oh God, out of this service on today, because it is a service unto you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless your name, Lord, and we pray, oh God, that you lead and direct us in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, and we acknowledge you, oh God, as the word of God said, all thy ways. So you will direct our path. Oh God, he did not give me anything, oh God. He just said, go as the Spirit would lead. And God, I'm here this morning, and we are here this morning, oh God, and we ask that you lead and guide us, oh God, for because if you lead and if you guide us, oh God, we cannot go wrong. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you again, oh God, and we anoint the vocal cords, oh God. We anoint the voices in the name of Jesus, and speak kind words to us this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. And we come to give you glory and to give you in Jesus' name, and we're going to go right into saying thank you, Jesus. Amen. Come on, people. Come on, begin to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Come on, thank the Lord.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you,
let's give him a hearty thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
Lord. We love you, we love you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord, that we can come together, oh God, and lift your name up. Thank you, thank you,
thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, let's thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah. Could not vote. Amen. Praise the Lord. But somebody made a statement. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We will be able to vote. That's why I encourage the young people, amen, that you have that opportunity. Some of us had grandparents and great-grandparents, and maybe some of us had parents that was in the dispensation where they could not cast a vote. But thank God we are in the dispensation that we are free. So I thank God. Thank God that we can come together. That's why it's so important that as we come together on the first fruit prayer line that we share with one another, because it could have been that it was a time, amen, that you could not pray out loud. We didn't have a way of telephone or radio that we can come together and pray. And thank God we had to pray in our homes and pray in the cotton fields. Amen. That's history. I've never been in a cotton field, but I know it was a cotton field. Amen. Prayed in and amen. Praise the Lord. So God bless you all is my prayer this morning. And I'm grateful that I'm in the move of God. Amen. And when it's right, I want to be a part of it. Amen. Praise the Lord. When it's right, I stand for right. I'm not a compromiser. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because I know when right is right and when wrong is wrong. And we know that it's wrong to gun down our young boys. Somebody's mothers are still hurting. Somebody's mothers have to go through the Christmas season without being able to give their child a gift. Every day it's in their heart. Amen. And we are blessed if we're on the line and our children are yet with us. Amen. And they have escaped. That's why it's important that we pray for all children, all whether they're grown or babies, they still our children, that we pray for them. God bless you all this morning is my prayer. Amen. And we want to open up the first fruit prayer line for some praise reports. Amen. I believe I stirred you up a little just to give God some praises, to let us know how you spent your weekend over the weekend. How did your church service go? Mine went well. Amen. And mine went well because Jesus was there. And when I come to church, I come to give God my very best, all that I got. And I had a wonderful service on yesterday. I thank God the residue is still on. I had a wonderful, amen, praise the Lord, blog on the blog line last night with Thank You, Jesus. I tell you, around about the last 15 minutes, the heat get on, amen. You know how you start, you put the heat on, amen, praise the Lord. I would cook some greens yesterday, and my daughter came in and said, "Oh, I smell the greens. You want me to tend to them? I'm right here. Leave my greens alone. I know exactly where the heat's supposed to be. Where were you when I was picking them and was getting them clean? Now you want to know how to handle it." Amen. Praise the Lord. So I'm just saying what I'm saying. Amen. Praise the Lord. The last 15 minutes on the blog line, it gets heated up. I don't know if it's because we're sleepy and ready to go to bed, but I do believe the anointing, amen, he always saved the best for last. So we want to open up the prayer line for our praise reports this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if it's anyone besides me that is just, amen, radical, amen, I have to even allow my own self to calm down because I get radical for the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's a blessing to know that God wants to use me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Use me, Lord. Amen. In thy service. And I consider this a service unto the Lord. It's an honor and a privilege. So is there anyone on the line want to give us your praise report for the amen this morning? You're on the line, and I yield to you at this time.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Mother Johnson.
Well, I just want to praise God for another day, Monday. I just want to praise him. Lord, I just want to give him thanks for yesterday. Our fairy family was five, the dad, the mom, and the three kids. I led them right on into Christ's arms yesterday. Oh, I'm so happy that they accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord. And I am happy about the Perry family. Oh, I just thank God because he just accepted them. Oh, because they was one of his. And I just thank and praise God for that today. And I just ask you all to keep the Perry family in your prayers. Pray for the young people. And just pray for them that they will continue to walk in Jesus and walk in his will and his way. Just pray for them in Jesus' name. I had a good time at church, too, but I still had God's business to take care of.
Amen.
Y'all just keep me in your prayer.
Amen. God bless you, Mother Johnson. We always love to hear, amen, the voice of Mother Johnson. She's so energetic, has a lot of missionary work on the inside that's coming and manifesting, and we thank God for it. Should help somebody to know that you're just not supposed to sit at home. Amen. Ministry starts at home, but it spreads abroad. Anyone else with a praise report this morning? You're on the line.
Good morning. God bless everyone.
God bless you, Ambassador Pfeiffer.
Someone else wanted to get in. I want to allow them an opportunity. God bless you. Go ahead.
Good morning. This is Mother Johnson from Kansas City, 913. Oh, in all their ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct their paths. I'm so happy and glad this morning to be on the line, Dr. Stern. I appreciate you, Dr. Feist, and all of the celebrities and all of you. I'm glad because the Lord has blessed me one more time to wake up this morning, a brand new morning.
Yeah.
Give me a good night's rest, and I feel very well this morning in my body. Thank God I went to church on yesterday morning, and from one church, my younger son, then I left there and went to my own church under Dr. Johnson, Dr. Bernard Johnson. And through the service there, I praise God because the Lord was blessing in both places. The Lord is so good and so so gracious, mercy, and I thank him for it. Thank him for a good night's rest and woke me up on time for the prayer. And I'm just blessing and thanking him and thanking you for praying for Mother Johnson. God bless you. I'm still saved this morning, sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. And I'm asking you to pray for Mother Johnson. Keep me in your prayers that God may continue to bless me. And I do the same for you. God bless each of you. God bless you.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I do apologize for protocol for not calling Mother Adlai Johnson first. You know me.
That's
I believe
right,
in
Mother.
Amen.
Right.
I just got a little carried away. I didn't even write anything down because Dr. Johnson didn't tell me until last night when I was on the blog. Amen. And I just answered to the call of the Lord. Amen. But God bless you, Mother Johnson. We love you. And just to hear your voice and to hear how you're still so strong in the Lord. Amen. I want to be just like Mother Johnson when I grow up. Amen. I just love her spirit. She's such an example to all of us. And we honor you this morning. And we bless God for you every day and all during the day. God bless you again, Mother Johnson. And now it's back to you, Ambassador Pfeiffer.
God bless you, and good morning to the prayer line. God bless our Chief Ambassador, Ambassador Betty Johnson and Mother Johnson. God bless you, Ambassador Stern, and thank God for everyone on the prayer line this morning, everyone connected to it. I just wanted to thank God this morning because I've been away for a while and out of town and doing different things, but I just want to acknowledge that ever since we read Psalms 105 about 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago, whenever it was, make known God's deeds among the people, it seemed like his deeds have multiplied and we have just been rejoicing. Hallelujah. The goodness of God and what he
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, Sister Charlotte, and your family. What an awesome praise report this morning. Amen. That how God has blessed you to know how to pray for your child. It's nothing like a mother and a father praying for their child. And we thank God that your daughter, amen, is out of the gray line and that God has blessed. He showed up and showed off one more time. Amen. That's the kind of God we serve. And I'm grateful when I hear someone saying that the Lord, amen, lifted their daughter, their son, their mother, their father. I'm just as happy exactly as you are. Amen. Because I know when things come my way, devastation come first. First natural, then spiritual. Amen. But to know that, amen, the chief ambassador has taught us, amen, amen, how to pray. Amen. And your local pastors and amen, your family, amen, have taught you how to, amen, call on the name of the Lord. Amen. Because the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous can run in, and we are safe. Amen. That's Bible, y'all. Amen. Anyone else for a praise report this morning? You are on the line.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who are we talking to this morning?
This is Aretha from Chicago.
We're neighbors. Amen. I live in North Chicago.
Well, I want to thank God this morning for waking me up to say thank you, Jesus, and to be on this prayer line this morning.
Yeah.
And blessing me with my eyes to see and my ears to hear and my sense to think and taste and feel, and strengthening my feet where I can walk better, and strengthening my legs where I can feel better, strengthening my body, soul, and mind where I can move around and about. And I want to thank him so much this morning for blessing me with a beautiful and happy birthday today. I want to thank him for 74 years and blessing me for 74. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Let's thank the Lord with her this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Come on.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. 74. Oh, well, healthy and blessed God. Thank you. Thank you.
God, nobody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
God, that you let him live.
Thank you.
Mr. Peterson, how are you this morning?
God bless you. I thank you, praise God, for waking me up this morning. You kept me all night last night. Even though yesterday I didn't. My neighbor was going to church yesterday, but God still kept me. And he still keep me. I thank you, praise him, for keeping me and keeping my family. And that y'all continue to pray for me.
Amen. That's a good praise report. No matter what the enemy throw at us, if we're still yet alive, we still ought to say, Lord, I thank you that the devil didn't win. Amen. Amen. Anyone else with a praise report? You're on the line.
Evangelist Gloria Ellis. I just praise and I thank the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Yesterday was just a wonderful day, musicals all day in the various churches that I went to, and God is good all the time, and all the time God is good.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Evangelist Gloria Ellington. Amen. Another, amen, one of God's servants that I believe we're related somewhere. My maiden name is Ellington, a very uncommon name. I was only Ellington in my hometown. Never heard of any Ellingtons until I came here to the state of Illinois. So God bless. Amen. I thank and praise God for the praise reports because we get a chance, amen, to hear what God is doing with the other saints of God, and we know that he's everywhere at the same time. That's the kind of God we serve. And I tell you, if I was your pastor and I was on the line and I didn't ever hear one of my members talk about how good God was in the church where they celebrate Jesus, oh, my God, I would have to check you out. Amen. So is it anyone, before we go to our prayer request, that needs to get in a praise this morning? Amen. So God would know that you were pleased with what he did for you on yesterday, and then even double pleased that he woke you up this morning to even share, amen, to make your deeds known upon the ones, amen. Make them make
praise the Lord.
Good morning. Praise you're the, on the line.
Praise the Lord, woman of God, and all the saints of God. This is Ambassador Lex Schitt, and I would like first to apologize for some of the noise in the background. Of course, you all know I'm traveling to work on the highway, but I would love to share about a portion of our service on yesterday. And one of my responsibilities as the district evangelist, we have to visit all of the churches. And so we visited one of the churches on yesterday. And we that God has given us to just to come in and make his praise glorious. And
yes.
Praise God, and we just entered in with a glorious praise, but our theme, when we walked in, we joined together and we prayed about the word, stir the gift in everybody, just stir the gift. And, you know, I love to study Hebrew and Greek, so I can't just pronounce all of those words, but I just want to tell you the word that stir and what it meant in Hebrew and Greek and how it began to just make his praise glorious in the house of God. One of the words meant trouble. It meant stir up, make it alive, keep the kindle flame going, full flame, fire, outpour, glory, glory, glory. And you talking about an outpour of his praise and his anointed. It was talking about not to be slow, but be excited, unsettled, exuberant, glory to God. And after God began to stir up every gift in the house of God, the prophetic ministry of the household of faith begin to come forth. Hallelujah. When you create an atmosphere, when you create the atmosphere where he is present, he begin to move, heal, deliver, and set free. And I'm talking about people who would share testimonies, not during the service, but after the service, and was texting all night long, say, I still got it. And that's what a stir will do to you. Glory to God. God bless all of you, saints of God.
Well, praise the Lord. It's nothing like our ambassador-elect, a prophetess in her own heart. Amen, Gail Stiff. We certainly thank God for her, and we're praying for you for traveling mercy as you travel over the highway and the byway, and we know that God's got you. Amen. God bless you. I want to take a couple of more, and we're going to move into, amen, our prayer requests. Anyone else with a praise report testimony / amen this morning, just want to share with us a glimpse of what God did for you in your local service. Amen. Praise the
yes.
Lord. Or were you just
yes,
there?
Yes. Amen. Yes. Yes, it's your sister, Jerry. Jerry, I want to thank and praise God for yesterday's service. We had a great time. It was our Christmas social at your church, and I was glad to see Elder Stroudon. He wanted us to give you his best. God, his phone will not pick up these lines. And he can't get on until he gets him another phone. And I was thankful to see Norma Jean Harris at church yesterday. She had been in service about 2 weeks ago. She had the lung surgery part removed, and she was at church yesterday. You would never know she had anything done to her. She was so fired up. And it was just a blessing to see her.
Amen. It's good to make our deeds made known upon the earth. Amen. To fellowship, amen, with one another is one of the things that God did with his disciples. Every evening he sat at the table and he had fellowship
yes,
with them.
Yes,
and that's
yes.
what we're supposed to have, sweet fellowship with one another. And it's a blessing to hear your voice, Sister Jerry. You're a blessing in our community and over the First Fruit prayer line. One more, one more. Anyone else with a praise report this morning? You're on the line.
Yes, this is Sister Johnson in Texas. Good morning, saints of God.
Morning, Sister Johnson.
Morning. I praise God again for all that he has done for me. But truly, the Lord is continually blessing, and I'm so grateful that he's opening doors, making ways, touch, healing, and delivering. And I thank God for continually blessing my husband in the nursing home. Day by day is a challenge, and God keeps showing up and doing it again. And I just thank him for that. Thank the Lord for all the prayers. I do thank the Lord for on yesterday we had a young backslider to return back to the Lord. And that was truly a blessing. And, you know, we just hadn't seen this young lady in a long time, but this was her second Sunday, and she came, and truly God blessed her. And that just did something for me. showing that God is still on the throne and he's reclaiming backsliders. I'm so thankful today. Continue to pray for us.
Well, God bless you, Sister Johnson. I just really admire you because I've been a lady that was in your shoes when my husband was sick. Amen. Praise the Lord. And to see the travail of your heart. Amen. Many people don't understand when you take your vows in sickness and in health and you think it's all right. But thank God for, amen, Sister Johnson. And her husband is still yet living and she's got a strong wife. And we bless you. And one of the greatest things that we could see someone come to the Lord. Amen. It's good that we're saved and we feel and get the overflow, but when that overflow can spill over and go to somebody and they see that I need soul salvation, that's what we are here for. Amen. Is to compel men and women, boys and girls to come unto the Lord, and that should never be out of our spirit.